Chapter 4. Shylock Gets Some News. Several days later, all of Venice was talking. There were many interesting things to talk about. Bassanio had sailed his ship to Belmont. His friend Antonio had sent him off with his blessing. Bassanio was still worried about the bond Antonio had made with Shylock, but Antonio had made Bassanio promise not to think about it. He was to enjoy his time with Portia and do his best to win her hand in marriage. Then there was the talk of Shylock's daughter running off with Lorenzo. Many wished the girl a happy life away from her father. Salerio, one of Antonio's friends, met Shylock on the street. Salerio greeted him and asked, "What news is there among the merchants?" Shylock was not fooled by the pleasant greeting. He knew that Salerio was looking for a chance to speak with him about his missing daughter.
"None know so well as you of my daughter's flight," Shylock answered bitterly.
"Yes," agreed Salerio. "I know of it, and I know the one who gave her wings to fly."
"My own flesh and blood, a rebel," complained Shylock.
"There is more difference between your flesh and hers than between black and white," Salerio pointed out. Then he thought it best to change the subject, as the Jew grew red with anger.
"Did you hear," Salerio asked, "about Antonio losing a ship at sea?" "There is more bad luck for me," said Shylock. "He has lost all his money. Now he doesn't dare show his face in the market. He used to act so smug here in the market. Let him look to his bond. He called me mean because of the way I collect the money due to me. Let him look to his bond. He gave away his money so happily to his Christian friends. Let him look to his bond."
"I am sure that if he forfeits the loan, you won't really take his flesh. What's the good of that?"
"I can use it to catch fish," replied Shylock cruelly. "If it will feed nothing else, it will feed my revenge. He insulted me. He has hurt many of my business dealings. He laughed at my losses. He made fun of my gains. He cooled my friends and heated my enemies. And what is his reason? I am a Jew. Has not a Jew eyes? Has not a Jew senses and passions? If you cut us, do we not bleed? If you tickle us, do we not laugh? If you poison us, do we not die? And if you wrong us, will we not seek revenge? A Christian would do it. Why not a Jew? The evil you teach, I will do. It will be hard, but I will do even better than I am taught."
Before Salerio could make a reply to Shylock, one of Antonio's servants arrived. The servant told Salerio,
"My master is at his house and desires to speak with you."
So Salerio took his leave of Shylock just as another man, Tubal, came and greeted Shylock. Shylock had sent Tubal to Genoa to find his daughter. However, Tubal did not bring back good news for Shylock.
"What news from Genoa?" asked Shylock. "Did you find my daughter?"
"I heard news of her in places, but I could not find her," replied Tubal.
"I wish that my daughter were dead at my feet. No news of them? And I have no idea how much I've already spent in searching for them. Loss upon loss. The thief gone with so much, and so much to find the thief. No satisfaction, no revenge. No tears but the ones that fall from my own eyes."
"Well, other men have had bad luck, too. Antonio, as I heard in Genoa."
"What is that you say? Bad luck? Bad luck for Antonio?"
"One of his ships was lost sailing from Tripolis."
"I thank God. Is it true?"
"I spoke with some of the sailors that escaped the wreck."
"Thank you, Tubal. Good news. Ha! Good news heard in Genoa."
"I also heard that your daughter spent 80 ducats in one night in Genoa."
"You stick a dagger in me. I will never see my gold again. 80 ducats in one night. 80 ducats."
Tubal continued with more news.
"While traveling back to Venice, I met several men who had loaned Antonio money. They all swore that with his ship lost, he is now certainly bankrupt.
I am very glad of it. I will torture him. I am glad of it.
One of the men I met had also seen your daughter. He showed me a ring that he had received from her in a trade. He gave her a monkey for the ring.
You torture me, Tubal. It was my ring, I'm sure. I received it from my wife before we were married. I would not have traded it for a wilderness of monkeys.
Trying to cheer up his friend, Tubal said, Anyway, Antonio is certainly undone.
That is very true, Tubal. I am very glad of it. I will have his heart if he can't pay me back. Once he is no longer in Venice, my business will go much better.